Welcome back to Shabbos in the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. In Parsha's Tetzaveh, the two main topics, the first one is the discussion about the Big Day Kahuna, the clothing of the Kohanim, and the second topic is the inauguration of the Mishkan, and both of them definitely have various Shabbos themes. We mentioned last week, just everything regarding the Mishkan is connected to Shabbos, and the inauguration, the 7 days, and many aspects relate to Shabbos. But the one that I want to point out is just there's a certain phrase that it rings so loudly this Shabbos in particular. It's the beginning of the parsha, Perek Chaf Ches, Pasuk Beis. Pasuk says, "V'asisa v'gdei kodesh la'aron achicha." He's talking to Moshe. Hashem is talking to Moshe. You should make the clothing, holy clothing, for Aaron, your brother, lichavod ulisifares, for kavod and for teferes. What are kavod and teferes? So common translations of it, it's hard to exactly pinpoint what it is. Kavod is often translated as honor, perhaps glory, and teferes sometimes gets glory, sometimes it's splendor, beauty, something like that. So what's so special about these words regarding Shabbos? So of course, they might sound very familiar, even if someone doesn't know the parsha so well. L'chavod, l'sefares, where do we know those words from? So the brachos after the Haftarah, specifically on Shabbos and Yontif, right, like let's say we read the Haftarah on a fast day, we do. So there's a bracha you say before the Haftarah, and then after there's a series of brachos. There's one starts Brachot Hashem, King of Melacholam, Sur Ko Alim, Tzadik B'chol Haderos. Then there's another one, Rachem Al Tzion, and then Samchenu. And on a fast day we end Brachot Hashem again David. But on Shabbos and on Yontif, we follow up with one more bracha. Ala Torah, v'ala avodah, v'ala neviim, v'ala yom ha-shavas hazeh. That Hashem, we're going to thank you and bless you over the Torah, over the avodah, over the service, over the neviim, the prophets, v'ala yom ha-shavas hazeh, and on the day of Shabbos. And then we end, Baruch Atah Hashem, mikadesh ha-shavas. But before we get there, we have some more descriptions for Shabbos. We say, that Hashem, you gave us, Hashem, our God, you gave us Shabbos, and we even talk about the purpose He gave it to us for. For Kedusha and Menucha, holiness and for rest. And those are not surprising. We know that, you know, that we mentioned, I think, Parshas B'Shalach, the first time that Shabbos is really mentioned in the Torah, it calls it Shabbos Kodesh. And so Shabbos being for Kedusha is clear. And we know that it's for Menucha. It says in the Aser Sedibros. We also quoted that. Parshas Yisrael, Vayanach Hashem Bayom HaShvi'i. Hashem rested on the seventh day. There's Menucha. So it's Menucha for him, for Menucha for us. We're davening always for Yom Shekulo Shabbos Menucha. So that's also not surprising that it's the Kedusha of the Menucha. But hold on. L'chavod u'l'sifares. It's also for honor and splendor, for glory and splendor. Shabbos is for that. Okay. Now, my brother pointed out to me that this is the text of the brachos of the Haftarah are sourced in what's called Masechta Ketana, like a certain type of non Gemara, but really from early sources from a Brisa that we have this text. So that means that some incredibly great minds put this bracha together. Early tradition that Shabbos was given l'kavod l'sifares, and of course the words clearly come from our parsha. That's where we have this phraseology l'kavod l'sifares, and that so there must be a connection between Shabbos and the mention over here of the Big Day Kahuna. And what is that connection? So we referenced it a little bit, basically in one line last week in Parshas Truma, where I said overall there are many different ideas related to the Mishkan and the Beis Mikdash and Shabbos. And one that I mentioned very briefly was that, of course, there are special clothing. When are there special clothing? Well, these two times exactly. That we have special clothing on Shabbos and Yontif, Big Day Shabbos, Big Day Yontif. In fact, that is described as a primary form of kavod Shabbos. When it's brought down l'halacha, you're supposed to have kavod Shabbos, clothing, honoring Shabbos with beautiful clothing is part of it. But we also, of course, have the Big Day Kahuna, the clothing of the Kohanim. And as we mentioned last week, Shabbos is a mikdash in time. It's like when it's Shabbos, wherever you are, you're like you're in the Beis HaMikdash. And whoever you are, it's like you're a Kohen. And of course, Kohen has to dress up for work. You have to wear the big day kahuna. So on Shabbos, what big day kahuna do you have? You have your big day Shabbos, your Shabbos clothing. That is you serving as the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, which is one point that's important, is that really big day Shabbos should be different during the week, and they should be special, extra special than your weekday clothing. And it should be throughout Shabbos, through the entirety of Shabbos, you should wear it. Something my brother also pointed out was that some people tend to dress down as Shabbos goes on, maybe after shul or after the suit or whatever it is. But really, you're in the Beis Hamikdash the entire Shabbos, and you should be wearing your big day kahuna, your big day Shabbos, the entire Shabbos. It's lechavod l'sifares that wears big day kahuna, and Shabbos is lechavod l'sifares. Now, the differentiation between Kavod and Teferes is not so clear. The Mefarshim discuss it. You can see some on this pasuk over here. There's a picture. I'm going to try to suggest an idea that seems to be based in Sfarno here, as well as maybe the Ramban in his more Kabbalistic shot at the end, where he says, Val Derech Emes. So basically, you could say that Kavod is the honor of Hashem. It's Hakel Yisparach. It's the honor of God. And Teferes is more of the splendor of the one wearing the begadim, the clothing. So these clothing of the big day, like the big day kahuna, so it's for kavod and for teferes. The kavod is the honor of Hashem, and it's also teferes for those wearing them, that the people see the kohanim and say, wow, they must be something special. This creates a special, beautiful atmosphere and shows honor and reverence towards the kohanim, but of course it's also kavod for Hashem. And indeed, that would be the case on Shabbos, right? You're wearing it for kavod. Shabbos is for kavod for Hashem. You're trying to honor Hashem by saying, Hashem, this is a day that's special to you, so I'm wearing nice clothing to honor you, Hashem. And also for Teferis, it glorifies us. It makes us special, that people look around and they see us, the Kohanim, the Mamleches Kohanim, and they see they're dressed in a special way, at least on Shabbos. One day they stick out even more as being beautifully dressed and put together. And it shows great honor for us, of course, which ultimately the glory of us goes back to the glory of Hashem, as Yeshayahu says in many places about us, Yisrael asher b'cha es pa'ar, and Yisrael yis pa'ar, and elsewhere. And so the big day kahuna, the big day Shabbos, it's the same idea for honoring Hashem and for even glorifying ourselves, but of course in the context of honoring Hashem. But you could take it just a drop further, because really we're not mentioning clothing at all in the bracha of the Haftarah, but that Shabbos itself is inherently for kavod and for teferes, the kavod of the sefares. And Klal Yisrael are therefore able to connect to this kavod and teferes, and maybe if we understand the same concept as before, that the kavod is honoring Hashem, and the Teferis is that we're glorified through it, that we take this day, because it's sometimes hard to show Hashem proper kavod, but this day is dedicated to us showing Hashem proper kavod, and it's also a day which we are glorified through it, that Klal Yisrael is special through it, we're beautified through it, we look extra beautiful to Hashem, we're even beautiful and unique and special to the rest of the world through our observance of Shabbos. And you could say that this Kedusha L'Menucha, the Chavod of the Seferis, that as far as you have that, there's Kedusha and Menucha. The Kedusha maybe is the Kedusha of Hashem, and the Menucha is our rest, and then Kavod is again the honor of Hashem, and then the Teferes is our Teferes, our glory. But the takeaway would be, in order to try to enhance our Shabbos and tap into Parshas Tetzaveh to help us tap into Shabbos further, is to really be able to live this Kavod of Teferes. It's through the big day Shabbos, through the beautiful clothing that we wear on Shabbos, but also just the keeping Shabbos in general, the living Shabbos and observing Shabbos in general, realizing how much Kavod that it gives Hashem and how much Teferes it gives the Klal Yisrael amongst the nations of the world. Interesting. This is the Shabbos, we should be zochah to really tap into this kavod l'safaras.